This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In about 10 days, we're going to mark 60 years since the March on Washington. More properly, the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Dr. King's speech is the historical marker of the social and economic dreams that Black Americans had that day. But the present-day reality is that we're still a long ways away. A new report, though, does show that in the last half century, subsidized employment programs have helped get and keep Black Americans in the labor force and so improved their economic well-being. Cali Grant is the associate director at Georgetown Law's Center on Poverty and Inequality, also an author of that report. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.
For those who are unfamiliar, what exactly are subsidized employment programs?
Yeah, so subsidized employment is basically when the government is subsidizing part or all of a worker's wages for a set period of time while also providing on-the-job training and other what we call wraparound supports like transportation and childcare assistance.
Right. And who mostly is the target audience, the target client, the target employees, I guess, for these kinds of jobs?
Yeah, so even when we have low national unemployment rates, there's still a swath of workers in the country who are chronically structurally excluded from the labor market. And these workers typically have, you know, some barriers to employment. They could live in communities where there's been deindustrialization, disinvestment, and discrimination related to the legacy of redlining and other policies. And so, you know, they're living in pockets of persistent unemployment. And what subsidized employment does is it creates jobs that target workers in underinvested communities and creates jobs that wouldn't exist otherwise.
So you have this report out this month, I believe it is, right? August. It's an update on a prior report from 6 or 7 years ago about lessons learned from 50 years of these subsidized employment programs. In a nutshell, because it's only a half an hour program, what have we learned about these kinds of programs?
Yeah, so the evidence is really clear. Subsidized employment works. There are big anti-poverty effects. It boosts workers' earnings and employment rates. We've even found that it's improved worker and family well-being. It also decreases criminal legal system involvement, and there are just a lot of positive ripple effects for communities.
Okay, so with the observation that the national unemployment rate now is 3.5%, the Black unemployment rate in this economy right now is in July was 5.8%. For the past 50 years, the Black unemployment rate has been, give or take, double what it is overall. The question has to be, do these employment programs work?
Yes, they do. We have over 50 years of evidence showing that subsidized employment models do work. They've been implemented all over the country at the state, local, and national level, and have brought a ton of really positive results for workers in their communities. A lot of people don't know, but so this August is the 60th anniversary of the March for Jobs and Freedom. And a lot of folks don't know that as part of that, Dr. King was calling for a national employment program that would reach all workers and make sure they all have access to economic opportunities.
Let me dig into that for a little bit, because in the last 3 or 4 years, we've done a bunch of work on this program about Black women specifically and how centering Black women in the economic conversation will bring benefits for all. First of all, because they are usually the most underprivileged in the economic workforce, but also because they are the mainstay of their families. And so I guess my question is, when you get women in these jobs, the subsidized employment jobs, I imagine it's not really a question, it's a statement. I imagine the benefits extend broadly through the family and through that entire sort of social infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, subsidized employment works because it's really holistically addressing the needs of workers who have been experiencing these persistent barriers to employment. Like, for example, you know, not being able to afford childcare, which would then allow someone to get and maintain a job. And so it kind of interrupts that cycle. And yeah, the impacts are so widespread for workers participating in them.
Cali Grant, she's the associate director at the Georgetown Law Center's Center on Poverty and Inequality. Cali, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.